Dick Schwartz here at the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame, the one, the executioner, Bernard Hopkins. It's a pleasure, sir.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Yes. And tonight you go into the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame class of 2023. You join Jay Wright, Carlos Ruiz, Jeremiah Trotter from the Eagles. What a class we have here tonight at the Live Casino in South Philly. And you're, of course, a Philadelphian. You were born here. You were not born in South Philly. You were born in North Philly.
Yes, I was born in North Philly. Yeah,
represent, of course.
Yes, representing also, you know, Philadelphia. And being in South Philly for sparring and boxing and amateur boxing and mostly all around the city, you know, different parts of the city. But, you know, it's good to get honored and good to get respected and shown respect amongst all sports, which this is about right now. In boxing, I represent that for my time and my
history. Are you doing that nowadays? Are you still
I'm promoting
training?
Now. I'm
You're promoting. What are you promoting?
Golden Boy Boxing. I'm partners of Oscar De La Hoya.
That's what I thought.
Promotional company that he owns. We got 23 years in. We got a roster of world champions, also female world champions, and top contenders, and fights that happens on a big scale once or twice a year. Boxing right now is in a change for good. A lot of good fights are happening. Overseas doing a lot of fights. You see Tyson Fury just got he got the win, but a lot of people thought he got upset.
Yeah.
So you got a whole generation coming up in Philadelphia that one day soon, that they will come where they will be in the Sports Hall of Fame.
How do you feel
which
about
is great.
Yeah. How do you feel about Gerard Boutsettis? Because that's a dear friend of mine, and we do a lot of work in pro-am basketball.
I just think that, you know, coming from Philly, the DNA is there, but actually having the DNA of being a person that wants to put his own history or showing people that he's part of that elite group that's in Philadelphia, he's going to have to fight the top guys that's out there. We know who their names are,
yes. And
those fights got to happen. Until those fights happen, when they happen, I believe that's when the respect that I think that he can be getting and he should be getting, it has to take place right after those two major or one major fight to come. And I mean next two fights or the next three fights. Those fights have to happen now.
Your biggest moment in boxing history?
I would say
a lot of them, I know that.
Yeah, and that's a good thing that I didn't answer that quick.
I think
all together is making those defenses. They got the middleweight respect and legendary status. No matter what I've done after I left the 160-pound division, because I did leave it and I made another career in light heavy and breaking records and making decisions. But I would say that those 20 defenses in the middleweight division, surpassing Marvin Hagler, Carlos Monzon, and setting my own. That took almost a decade and some years for me to do that.
And
a decade and some years.
And he has shown why. He's Golden Boy Promotions. He's a legend.
I'm partners,
and now tonight, tonight, the executioner, Bernard Hopkins. 2023 Hall of Famer. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Good to see you as always.
Yes, sir.
We'll talk soon.
Good to be seen.